December 4th, A.W. Tozer.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
The main thing about Tozer was that he was obsessed with the holiness and the goodness and the glory of God, and he wanted everyone else to know just how awesome God is. Although Tozer was self-taught, he wrote more than 40 books. Two of them are Christian classics. Although he never attended seminary, he pastored for 44 years. He lived a simple, non-materialistic life, and he never owned a car. He had six sons and a daughter. He believed the church was headed the wrong way and in danger of compromising with the world, and he was never shy about this belief. In fact, he spoke up every chance he got. For 13 years, Tozer was also a magazine editor. In his first editorial, he wrote, "It will cost something to walk slow in the parade of the ages, while excited men of time rush about, confusing motion with progress. But it will pay in the long run, and the true Christian is not much interested in anything short of that." Find the courage to speak. God will bring the power to change. When 17-year-old Aiden Wilson Tozer wasn't making a living selling candy and peanuts and books on Vicksburg and Pacific Railroad or hand-cutting rubber for Goodyear, he spent his days with his head buried in any book he could find, dreaming of wild adventures. Although he regularly attended church with his family, he was unaware of his need for salvation. That is, until a neighbor dared to ask him what no one had ever asked him before. Tozer told the story. "We had a neighbor by the name of Holman. I do not know his first name or initials. I heard that he was a Christian, but he never talked to me about Christ. Then one day, I was walking up the street with this friendly neighbor. Suddenly, he put his hand on my shoulder. 'You know,' he said, 'I've been wondering if you are a Christian, if you are converted. I just wanted the chance to talk it over with you.' Tozer replied politely, 'No, Mr. Holman, I am not converted. But I thank you for saying this to me. I'm going to give it some serious thought.' Tozer then bid Mr. Holman goodbye and went about his business, outwardly unchanged by the conversation. A few days later, when walking home from work, Tozer was shocked to see a German man shouting on a street corner in a thick, almost incomprehensible accent. Being curious, Tozer ambled over to listen carefully. This strange man was a street preacher, and what he said next hit Tozer harder than a hammer to the chest. 'If you don't know how to be saved, just call on God, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, and God will hear you.'" For the first time in his life, a preacher's words burned on Tozer's heart. And not only that, they troubled him. They awakened within him a gnawing hunger for God. He went straight to the attic, and after much anguish of heart, he surrendered his life to God. That afternoon, in 1915, Tozer became a new man in Christ Jesus. He became a man whose pursuit of God would never end. Neither Tozer's neighbor nor the street preacher could have imagined the profound impact their words had made on the boy, or how their kindness and courage had changed him. Nor could they have perceived that his books, In Pursuit of God and Delighting in God, would be read by millions of people. The Word of God speaks to the power of the tongue in Proverbs 18:21, which says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." Is there someone in your life who needs to hear the life-changing news of Jesus? Take a minute today to ask the Lord for courage to share with them. Your words may change them forever. Find the courage to speak. God will bring the power to change.
Hey, welcome to 365 Christian Men. My name is Mike Mott, and today is December 4th. I'm coming to you from Jerusalem here in Israel. Jesus describes for us that the things that come out of our mouths reflect or resemble the things that we've been storing up in our hearts. Matthew chapter 12, he says that the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. A good man is going to speak good things because he's been storing up good things in his heart. And an evil man is going to speak evil things because he's been storing up evil things in his heart. But we see this principle today in the story of A.W. Tozer, the street preacher and the neighbor who lead A.W. Tozer into relationship with God, had filled their lives, their hearts, with good things. So out of their mouths came words of salvation, words of love, words of life, words of truth. And then A.W. Tozer himself begins to fill his own heart with God's good things because he speaks, and there's fruit of 44 years of pastoring, ministering, and writing several books that bring forth God's truth. And so let me ask you today, guys, this is our challenge. Do you know what you have been storing up in your heart? Evil things or the good things of God? Here's a clue. You can tell by listening to the words that are coming out of your mouth. If your mouth is speaking words of hope, of forgiveness, of kindness, of love, of faithfulness, then you've probably been storing into your heart good things. But if you see a pattern of angry words, wicked words, deceitful words, accusing and cursing words coming out of your mouth, then it's possible that you've been storing up evil things in your heart. And so I'm going to challenge us all today that would you be willing to begin taking note of what's coming out of your mouth and deciding with each word that you say, is that coming from good things that are stored up in my heart, or is that coming from evil things that are stored up in my heart? And if you see a pattern of evil things coming up out of your mouth, would you be willing to take that to Jesus? See, we can't change that on our own. It's not behavior modification, trying to say the right thing all the time. Jesus, if we take that to him, will not only help cleanse the evil that we've already stored up in there, but then he'll give us the ability to begin storing God's good things in our hearts. That's our challenge today, guys. Bless you. Have a great day.